rest of the story. Am I feeling well? Well, Al is writing in response to a friend's inquiry. Am I feeling well? Not necessarily. I'm even consulting doctors, which is contrary not only to my custom, but also to my principle. In the study, in fact, at the very desk where he composed those words, Al collapsed 2 days later. And he was alone when it happened. Nobody knows how long it was before servants discovered him and carried him to the bedroom. His physician was called and came. A cerebral hemorrhage was diagnosed. Al had been multilingual. He'd been fluent in English and French, in German and Russian and Swedish. But now, as a result of the stroke, he was able to communicate only in Swedish. And that's why we will never know Al's last words, because he was speaking in Swedish and his servants were French and his doctor was Italian. Anyway, it was on the 10th of one December of another century that Al died. He had once expressed a fear that he would pass from the earth with no hand of a friend or relative to close my eyes and whisper in my ear a gentle and sincere word of comfort, and it happened just that way. A wealthy, melancholy misanthrope. Al was virtually unknown to the public at large, just another eccentric on his way to anonymity. But the reason you remember him is, well, that's the rest of the story. In his own diary, Al described himself as a miserable half-life who ought to have been choked to death by a philanthropic physician as soon as he entered the world. That's what he said about himself. He did manage to amuse himself in various ways. Travel was perhaps his favorite. Al loved to travel. He was a tinkerer. Al once invented a silent carriage for himself, ordinarily a clattering contraption. The conventional carriage got on Al's nerves, so he gave one the silent treatment. He even wrapped the wheels with rubber bands. And the result frightened the local peasants, who upon seeing Al's carriage gliding noiselessly through the countryside at dusk, were certain they had encountered a ghost's coach. Al was also a poet, something of a playwright. His last months were devoted almost entirely to working on a play he called Nemesis. The plot was derived from a rather sensational story by Percy Shelley, a story full of hatred and incest and murder and religious controversy. The play's completion shortly before Al's death may have purged his soul somehow. For weeks he had sensed the Grim Reaper's approach, and now at last Al was almost serene. You've already heard how he died, but I neglected to mention his will. If not for that document, the world would doubtless long since have forgotten Al, and surely would never have known the sort of person he was. A footnote in the history books might have cited him as the inventor of dynamite, and while he did not live to witness the devastating effects of his invention in World War I, his last will and testament would fulfill his lifelong hope to benefit humanity perpetually. You see, it was Al's will which captured the world's imagination. His will which promised to reward, with the interest from its principal, those who contributed the most each year in the field of physics and chemistry and medicine and literature and international peace. That's right. The melancholy recluse who wished that he had died at birth. The poor little rich man was Alfred Nobel. You know all about his Nobel Prizes, but now you know the rest of the story.